Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
Op die paaie, die snelweë in amper elke rigting, N3, N1, M1, dit is net baie stadig oral. Daar is oor uurse vertragings op die M1 vanaf so Melrose se kant, deur die bekloewisselaar tot jy by die N1 noord kom, dan is het stadig tot verby die Samrandweg afrit en die paaie is ook baie nat.
Johannesburg nooddienste vra motoriste juis om laagliggende brûe en paaie wat onder water is te vermy. Dit volg op die oorstroming van verskeie paaie te midde van swaar reën in die omgewing.
We remain on high alert overnight, monitoring all 7 regions of the city for any emergencies which might be reported. So far, we don't have any injuries or any situations where we had to rescue any motorist.
Dit was die woordvoerder vir die nooddienste in Johannesburg, Robert Mulaudzi. En die president het medelee betoon met diegene wat geliefdes verloor het in vanoggend se noodlottige botsing op die R21. Dis nou in Kempton Park. 16 mense is dood en 45 is vanoggend beseer.
Calling all South Africans, big picture thinkers, solution seekers. PSG and URSA present the 2025 Think Big Essay Competition. Be part of progress. Submit a paper that explores the role of capital markets in enhancing economic growth and job creation in South Africa. And stand a chance to win a share of 1 million rand in prize money. Go to psg.co.za to find out more. PSG is an authorized FSP. T's and C's apply.
Groot nuus op die sakefront vandag is die Amerikaanse president Donald Trump se aankondiging dat hy tariewe op die invoer van staal en aluminium uit Kanada gaan verhoog na 50%. Dit is 'n verdubbeling van sy aanvanklike voorgestelde verhoging wat 25% was. Robert Cameron van Fisher Dugmore Sekuriteite het meer.
Daar is baie onsekerheid in wêreldmarkte tans. Vrese het ook ontstaan vir 'n resessie uit Amerika. Amerikaanse markte wat die oggend sterker begin het, het negatief gedraai met die S&P 500 wat 'n verdere 1% verloor en dit is na gister se 2.5% verliese.
Dan maak ons 'n draai in Suid-Afrika waar die JSE met 0.3% gedaal het, dit nou nadat het hoofsaaklik positief verhandel het vandag.
Dit is veral platinum aandele wat besonder goed doen vandag en die afgelope week met Sibanye-Stillwater wat so 5.6% byvoeg, Impala en Northern Platinum 2.4% sterker. Die platinumprys is 1.8% sterker ook en verhandel teen $975.
Een dollar kos intussen R18.20, een euro R19.87 en een pond staan op R23.56. Goud verhandel teen $2,917.66 per fyn ons en Brent ru olie teen $69.96 per vat. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 6.
Cricket South Africa have announced that the Protea women will be back in action in April when they tour Sri Lanka for the ODI Tri-Series that includes India as well. It'll run from the 27th of April until the 11th of May in 2025. Laura Wolfart's Chargers return to action for the first time since they visited England. England visited South African shores, and that was back in December. Australia and England will square off under lights in Melbourne at the Melbourne Cricket Ground to celebrate the 150th anniversary of Test cricket in South Africa. The match will take place from the 1st to the 11th of March and will commemorate the first ever Test that was played between the two arch rivals in Melbourne back in 1877. The Warriors have been docked points and fined 500,000 rand and lost a playoff spot as a result of the ongoing transformation saga in the CSA One Day Cup. The situation has also affected the Titans. The Titans have gone from hosting tomorrow's qualifier at Supersport Park in Centurion against the Warriors to having their opponents changed and losing the home ground advantage that they would have had. Manchester United, well, they've confirmed plans to leave